5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning. Gorgeous day on the way. We're going to give you more details about that. And it looks like we're going to have a few days in a row of pretty nice weather. Very nice. All right, let's see what's going on in our news this morning. We go to the news center now. Kim Birchfield has that for us.
Good morning, Frank. The report of previous investigations into Oregon Department of Energy reveals conflicting opinions on whether or not four workers should have been fired. The workers were recently reinstated following a year-long review of the case, and they were accused of steering a $60,000 subcontract to a Bend company co-owned by Governor Kitzhaber's girlfriend. One of the reports was released yesterday. The first two investigations into the charges found the employees manipulated the contracting process and should have been fired. But the most recent look at the case, the recommendation was to reinstate those employees. St. Charles in Redmond is looking for a new CEO. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer explains why.
Patrick Varga, the CEO of St. Charles Redmond, will be leaving in a couple of weeks to take a similar job in Redding, California.
I think the highlight was really our patients in our community, really connecting with them and having them reconnect with our St. Charles Redmond campus. The Redmond Hospital, since the early 1950s, has been serving that area. And such a joy for me to get to know them and work with them. They taught me so many things as a leader.
Varga has been St. Charles Redmond's CEO since 2006. Before that, he was the regional pharmacy manager for the Bend and Redmond hospitals. His last day will be June 24th, when he will leave to become the chief operating officer for Mercy Medical Center in Redding. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Well, the show must go on, but only if there's enough money to pay for it. The Redmond Chamber says they're approaching the deadline to raise enough money for the community fireworks show on the 4th of July, but they only have about half the money raised so far. Chamber spokesman Eric Sand says thousands of people in Redmond enjoy the big show on the 4th.
Patrick Varga, the CEO of St. Charles Redmond, will be leaving.
We did have a local business step up, High Desert Paving and Aggregate, and they pledged $2,500 towards the cost. So that brings us about halfway there. So that's a great jump.
He says they just have 8 more days to raise the rest of the money for the show, and they're about $3,000 short. Eagle Crest Resort used to be the title sponsor, but had to drop out a few years ago because of the economy. Oregon legislative negotiators announced a landmark bipartisan deal to redraw the state's legislative boundaries to account for population changes over the last decade. If the agreement is ratified by the legislature and signed into law by Governor John Kitzhaber, it will represent the first time since 1981 that lawmakers have been able to draft a successful redistricting plan instead of handing the issue to the Secretary of State.
Achieving the plan is a major accomplishment, according to Senator Chris Telfer, Republican from Bend. It's been 60 years since the legislature has been able to draw legislative boundaries.
This is a fair and bipartisan plan that I believe can provide Oregonians with quality representation over the next 10 years.
The new maps take into account population changes. The largest areas of growth are Clackamas and Washington counties and Bend. The legislature has to agree on the plan before the governor can sign off on it. I'm Rosemary Reynolds reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
The state of Oregon has fined an insurance company for improperly denying claims from women. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports the claims for breast exams and pap smears should have been covered.
Mega Life and Health sold the policies to members of the National Association for the Self-Employed. Cheryl Martinez with the Oregon Insurance Division says the claims should have been covered.
Fined the company $40,000 for improperly denying 877 claims.
Martinez says those tips are an important part of a woman's routine health care. They learned about the violations from a policyholder.
Fortunately, a consumer who was denied coverage gave us a call, and we were able to investigate.
The insurance division has advocates to help explain insurance issues and to investigate when companies violate the law. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
A Summit High School senior is a pretty healthy student. She's never missed a day of school since kindergarten. Lindsay Fox says she loves school, and she just didn't want to miss it.
I'm one of those, I guess, I've been fortunate enough not to get sick during the school year and just really driven with school and enjoy coming.
Lindsay will be singled out at graduation this Saturday for her perfect attendance. She plans to attend the University of Oregon this fall to study childhood education, and she wants to be a kindergarten teacher. That's a look at our news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.